WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Booker T, five-time WCW champ.
Sid Vicious, the master and the ruler of the world.
This is Steve Blackman, Lethal Weapon.
This is WTR Sunday Night.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
The greatest wrestling talk show of all time.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
The name does sound familiar.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
We thought it best to break it to you slowly.
With your hosts, inside.
Do you know how long it took to set up this project?
The Omega.
Arrogance may not be a uniquely American trait, but I must say you do it better than anyone.
Heartbreak Mike.
Come on, guys. We're all on the same team here.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
And speaking modestly, I'm the best mechanical engineer in this country.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Sounds rather fun, actually.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Are you sure this thing works?
WTR Sunday Night.
We may dim half the lights in Brooklyn.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Welcome to our WWE Roadblock End of the Line recap show. So if we're on the road to WrestleMania, why do we need a roadblock?
Detour. We asked each other that about 9 months ago when we still got to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
This one was just the end of the line.
But if it's the end of the line, why bother with a roadblock?
I don't know, but I really want roadblock to become in your house. Roadblock end of the line. Roadblock street closing. On
robot street. Roadblock street closing. I like that.
Because, you know, why not? Like, it was all the in your houses. It would be a thing.
Well, we've got opinions. We got things to say about this. Some more than others. For various reasons. But for now, I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. No longer suffering from the death flu.
Hey!
I was going to say it's nice to be back, but then I remembered who I was with.
Oh, God, that's just so mean and cruel. You sound like my ex-wife.
Ooh.
You deserve that shot. Shut up.
Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
Yo, what's up, guys? All right. Wow. I'm ready to talk about a couple of these finishes, because there's one finish in particular I think everyone's going to love talking about.
Omega, have you noticed he has a microphone that we can actually hear him on now?
Yeah.
Ah, shut up.
I don't have the urge to order a Big Mac.
Would you like some fries with that?
Give it time.
Some fries with that?
This is mildly racist. Thank you.
Just a little bit.
And as usual, if you have a complaint, direct all of them to the one and only Tim Stein.
Picking on McDonald's? How the fuck is that racist?
Going with a random accent. I think that's the part.
It was a generic nothing accent.
It was the fake Indian accent from Short Circuit.
That was not a fake Indian accent from Short Circuit. Indian accent from Short Circuit. He's from New Jersey.
Send all hate tweets to @FlamesForums on the Twitter.
What? Like, Nobody hates me. I'm too adorable. Shut up.
Okay, then.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about WWE.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to stop you right there. You did it wrong. If you're going to take over and try to lead the show.
Oh, no. I don't want that. I don't want that.
Okay,
no.
You know what? This is what you attempted to do, whether you meant to or not, but this is what the way you do it, okay? You got to do it right if you're going to do it. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It is the Roadblock End of the Line pay-per-view review webcast live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're live. Yay.
After last week, I'm happy to be live.
Is it just me, or do you guys realize that if you take live and spell it backwards, it's evil?
Do you know if you take Dave and turn it around, it's Evad?
Mine made more sense, barely, but it still made more sense.
Mine was a wrestler, Evad Sullivan. So, I turned it into wrestling. So, anyway.
By the way, Relic is killer spelled backwards.
Well played, Omega.
Okay, Omega may have just won the webcast for the first segment.
So anyway, Tim, we had a show tonight. Talk about it.
Where were we? Yeah, hey, everybody, Roadblock happened, and of course, you know, end of the line. This was basically the whole thing where storylines ended and new ones began. And we saw some of that with some twists and turns and some freaky deaky going on tonight. Where was the pay-per-view?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is where the action took place, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how many of you saw this. I'm assuming most of you did. Well, we're here to talk about it. But I can't talk about the pre-show because I was busy with work. So, Rock, take it away.
Enzo called Lana a prostitute, but also sounded like he called himself a prostitute.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't he say something about he should have gotten paid up front?
Yeah.
Just saying.
I'm saying. Sort of both their horse. Anyway, that was a thing. Then they had the match. It was sort of just a match. Cass and Rusev. They brawled outside. Enzo got taken out. Cass was concerned about his buddy. Rusev crawled in. Hey! Rusev wins by count out.
And who are you going to blame? Lana. Again.
Why would we ever blame Lana?
Hashtag blame Lana.
I wouldn't blame Lana.
No. We ran a WTR Sunday Night Twitter poll for every single match. Rock, you've got the results for the poll?
No.
Polls?
No.
I sent them to you.
No, you did. I never accepted the file, though. It's awesome.
Well, why didn't you accept the file, bonehead?
Because I was taking notes on the show. Alright, so the results of the poll in this one, 43% had Big Cass, 21% had Rusev, and 36% had a DQ / non-finish.
So basically, Rusev was like in the total minority on this one. Everybody was expecting Cass or a swerve.
Pretty much on that one, yes.
Very interesting.
So let's get to the main show. Everyone almost saw this. It was the tag team titles on the line, New Day defending against Cesaro and Sheamus. Going into the matchup, the fans went 60% Sheamus and Cesaro, with 30% headed to New Day and 10% with a DQ or non-finish in this one. I really much enjoyed this match.
It was good. It was pretty much what I expected to happen, including the outcome. And I was not disappointed.
Cesaro is great with hot tags lately. He's been on a roll. The ones he did on Raw on Monday were great. The ones he did here tonight were great. There's a lot of near falls. And we saw some interference by Xavier Woods trying to keep the belt. One time he hit a kick. The other time he ate a kick trying to help his team win. There's a nice spot. There's like a suplex, a small package into a suplex into the neutralizer by Cesaro. That was incredible strength he showed right there. And then the finish. Oh, the finish. They were set up. Sheamus was crawling to the corner. Was it Sheamus going to crawl for the corner? Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No, it was
Cesaro.
No, it was Sheamus crawling to the corner. It was Sheamus crawling to the corner. Cesaro fakes the tag, eats the trouble in paradise. Sheamus then quickly rolls up Kofi for the win. That was a sick finish.
It was brilliant. I can't. It. When I saw that, like, I was sitting here, I was like, wait. What just happened? I'm sorry, but it kind of fooled the hell out of me. And then I see the replay. I was like, let me bring that back. And I saw it. I was like, oh, that happened. Okay. Yes. New tag team champions. Woohoo. Whoever's, New Day on the, oh, no points for them, but yeah, that happened.
Sorry, Omega.
Eh.
Tim.
Okay, the very end of the match, New Day were all, like group hugging Cesaro, or at least they started to. Sheamus wasn't having any of that, grabbed a belt and then climbed the ropes.
Well, they're baby faces. Sheamus is the heel. They don't like Sheamus. So, you know, that's what happened. I thought that was well done.
That part of it, I'm just wondering, and I can't help but think, that will have gone over a lot of people's heads. And I'm sorry that that comes across as me calling some fans stupid. I'm not, don't mean to, but.
So you're just calling them stupid, not stupid idiots like Chris Jericho calls people.
Stupid idiots is rather redundant because I'm still waiting for somebody to present me with a smart idiot.
It's not a redundancy. It is someone who is stupid even for an idiot.
Well, in that light, but then again, like you're twisting. So, okay. Are you sure you're not a politician? Cause geez, I don't know, man. Oh shit. You know what? Let me just apologize right now for accusing you of being a politician.
Thank you. Thank you. We're not doing too well lately.
Politics sucks, bro. It's like a Hoover vacuum.
That's why the CB Radio party election was the greatest election of all time.
Yoo-hoo. Just saying. Did you vote for CB Radio? No, you don't vote for CB Radio, buddy. You voted for all the candidates running. I think Lone Jarber won, didn't he?
He did win.
That's just wrong.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Why is that wrong?
Because it's Lone Jarber. Is he listening?
He is. He is listening in the chat room.
Yeah, he is, as a matter of fact. And, yep, I'm about to get in trouble here as soon as he realizes that I just took a shot at him. Fuck yeah, I won! Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, by the way, this is a shameless plug. Check out the Lone Jarber Holiday Bash as part of this coming Saturday's CB Radio, available on Christmas Eve.
Cheap plugs on this network? No.
No, what? Never. So, moving on. What do you think of the finish, Tim?
Again, it would be hard to book that better.
I want to know who came up with that one.
Well, who's in creative right now? And don't say Stephanie, because she's just a figurehead.
She's not even the figurehead of creative. They just got rid of the main writer.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know. So, yeah, it was a creative finish. Cesaro and Sheamus finally in the 480-something day reign of the New Day.
I'm trying to think of how I would... Yeah, I'm trying to think of how I would book that differently, and...
You can't.
I'm not coming up with anything good. Let me rephrase that. I'm not coming up with anything better.
It'll be interesting to see where the New Day go from here.
Yep.
Because now that you get, I know you're going to probably do the rematch, but you got to get them out of the title picture for a little bit, right?
You'd think.
You would think.
Well, they've had the, they've got the record. They've held the belts for a year and almost a half. I mean, yeah. And it was pointed out that they didn't need to have the titles a while back, and people were grumbling and bitching. Oh, they're only holding on to the titles so they get the record. Yeah, so what? It's, you know, again, scripted entertainment. There's nothing wrong with that. I was cheering for them to hold the titles long enough to become the new record holders. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It was about time for it to happen, but at the same time, I knew and I called it last week that the week after they get the records, they're going to lose the titles on pay-per-view, because that was the thing to do. They don't need the titles. They are so over, it doesn't matter. Again, yeah, who was it? Sullivan or BG James at one point in time on Twitter said, listen, the titles are just a prop. No, they're not just a prop. They're more than a prop, but they're still, it's still, you know, part of the title is that it is a prop. It's not the whole thing. You get people arguing all the time, oh, you know, the baby faces are so over, they should chase the title and not have the title. Oh, these guys did such a good job, they're so good at what they do, they should be given the title. You talk to any professional wrestler I know, they'll tell you, it doesn't matter to them. Okay, well, you know, the title here, you know, job all done, that's great. It doesn't change their paycheck like it did in the old days. It's prestige for the casual fan. Oh, hey, look, he's the champion. Yeah, awesome. Ooh. Most wrestlers I know are more satisfied with being used to get the newer talent over. This is what New Day is going to slide into, I think.
The question is, what talent is that? Because your tag division overall is kind of lacking.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's really, really on the slim pickings side at the moment.
Maybe after... Takeover and the Rumble, maybe we'll see the Revival come up and maybe they'll go to Raw. That would be an interesting dynamic. The Revival versus the New Day.
Mm-hmm.
We could see that coming out of this. Who knows? The positive is they can now because it's the Rumble, they can focus in on that. You don't have to put them back in the championship program. You can have all three guys focusing in on trying to win the Rumble. And yep. As a collective, they could be the strongest force in the Rumble to take out a Goldberg or a Brock Lesnar.
Well, here's the thing. I think one of the biggest challenges in the Rumble would be coming from Big E with assists, of course, from the other two.
Kofi
and yeah.
And Woods. Xavier Woods, though.
Yeah, Xavier Woods. I don't know why I had Damian Woods planted in my head and I was trying to wrap myself away from it. Stupid brain injury.
Anyway, so.
But yeah, what I was saying, sorry to cut you off. What I was saying, you think about it, the Rumble, yeah, you sort of, basically pushed on that. But I'm agreeing totally with, them being a force to be reckoned with. Big E, with the backing of, Kingston and Woods, should be able to do some damage. He's not going to eliminate Brock. He's not going to eliminate Goldberg. But there's no reason why they can't make it look like he's going to be a serious threat to them with assistance, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, Mike? Tell me.
I have no comment, actually. I just got to see how it goes. I just got to see what they're going to do. Because it just depends on who's doing creative.
Let your thoughts be heard.
Okay. I don't see this lasting long. I don't.
What don't you see lasting long?
The Sheamus and Cesaro.
Okay.
That I don't. Because, yes, you've had your odd tag teams become tag team champions. Team Hell No, MVP and Matt Hardy. You've had those. How long did they last? Not long. Well, except for Team Hell No, because that was a thing. You have two good competitors. Two excellent singles competitors. You have a world-class athlete and Sheamus. And it's like, as I was watching Raw Talk, these mofos haven't held a title in a while.
Been 1 year for Sheamus.
It's been 1 year for Sheamus, and it's been a year and a half for Cesaro.
Remember, think about this. A year ago, Sheamus was the WWE champion.
Ain't that a kick in the nuts?
Feuding with the U.S. champion currently, Roman Reigns.
Ain't that a kick in the nuts? But needless to say, I guess I just got to see how it goes. Of course, the New Day. Congratulations, you beat Demolition's record. What are we going to give you? You drop the titles. Wow. Good job, Vince.
It's WWE 101.
I know.
Like, it doesn't matter to them that they're holding the belt at that point. If they have a permanent accolade, they're going to carry that forever. And it's going to be the bragging point forever. No different than winning a 40-man Royal Rumble. No different than being the very first undisputed champion. It's something they get to say for the entirety of their existence till the end of time, and they think that's what gives them permanent credibility, no matter what they do to them or with them from here on out.
Yeah.
Because now the intro is now, you know, we are the longest running WWE Tag Team Champions in history, the New Day. You don't even have to have the belts at this point.
They don't.
So, there you go. Moving on in the show, Sami Zayn versus Braun Strowman. In our poll, the fans went with... Did Tim not give me the results for that one? No, he did not.
What are you talking about?
I don't see the Braun Strowman results in the thing.
What the hell? I'm sure that I posted it. I guess not.
No.
Oops.
Nope.
Okay, well, you know what? Here. Stall. I'll dig.
So... Sami Zayn had 10 minutes to beat Braun Strowman. God, this was awful. Braun just threw him around for 9 minutes, or 7 minutes. Foley came out, they talked for 2 minutes. Foley had a towel. Sami moved, Braun hit a post. Braun rolled in ring. Haluva kick. He was still standing. But oh look, it was 10 minutes. Sami wins? That was the thing. Mike, what'd you think?
He took a beating, okay? 2 out of 3 ain't bad, but he took a beating. Poor Sami. I'm not gonna lie. I went to go fix food during that match.
All right, Tim, what do you think of the match?
Sami Zayn versus Braun Strowman?
Awesome. He probably didn't see it either. He was probably making food too. Okay, moving right along. What was the percentage, Tim?
Okay, now why would you just like cut me off like that?
Because it sounded like you had nothing.
I was trying to come up with something that wasn't nasty.
Just for the record, just so people don't think Rock is skipping me intentionally, I was at Rogue One for most of this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Oh, how was it?
Really, really good.
Yeah. Perfect. Pew pew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Pew pew. Awesome.
Ending was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
why do I have a sinking feeling that I didn't even post that,
Cole?
Awesome. Moving on to Chris Jericho versus Seth Rollins, because I'm not even going to wait.
Wow. Oh, shit, it doesn't look like I posted that one. God damn.
Chris Jericho, Seth Rollins, it was phenomenal. It was a good Chris Jericho match. It told a story of, okay, you messed with my business, Jericho, so looks like I'm going to have to take you out. You can't take me out because I'm the man. So in order to take on the king, you gotta take on the man. And that's what Seth Rollins did. Amazing springboard spots. Amazing springboard spots. You got your classic, grapple tie-ups, classic strikes, chop, battles,
I wanna interrupt you a second, Mike. 58% of the people went with Braun Strowman, 25% with Sami Zayn, and 17% went with a non-finished DQ.
You found a goddamn thing, and I'm still looking for it. What the hell?
Anyway, continue with your recap, Mike.
You all have no hope. Anyway, no faith in Sami Zayn. Shame on you. Anyway, but when you see that these two are at their... I can't even say if Jericho's at his prime. I mean, he's... Yeah, he's up there. And for him to do lion salts and then the springboard drop kick to reverse, Seth Rollins' springboard, that was good. Good spots. Beautiful finish. Of course, you know, the foolishness of Kevin Owens coming in. Yeah, come on, man, come on, come on, come on. And then distraction, and then boom. Jericho loses. Seth Rollins with a pedigree. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, it was stay away Owens, Codebreaker countered into the pedigree for the victory. The one spot he was trying for the pedigree in the match, and he just sort of blocked it. The roll through into a powerbomb into the walls of Jericho was a really nice spot.
That was a really good one.
Yeah. What'd you think, Tim?
I liked it.
And 53% of the people were going with Seth Rollins, 40 went with Jericho. 54. What?
Okay, in all seriousness.
And 10% went with... non-finished. I'm doing the math. That did not add to 100.
Oh, dear God.
Hold on. Going back to
Welcome to Voting for America, Tim.
Did I write that wrong? What the fuck?
53%, 40%, 7%. There we go.
There we go.
That's the math.
40% for Jericho, 53% for Rollins, and 7% was a DQ.
You wrote down 10% in the notes.
Why the hell is 10% up there? I should have been, what?
We're on a great start with these poll results, people. Remember, you can interact on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night in these Twitter polls.
Being a mathematician.
And we'll be doing these Twitter polls every pay-per-view from now on, but we're bringing in Steiner to do the math.
Oh, God.
I thought we already did. It seems
to make so much fun. Well, I think Rock already reported 144 2/3%.
So there you go. Seth Rollins wins. The breakup of Jericho and Kevin Owens continues.
Jericho.
We then take it to the Cruiserweight title match. Rich Swann, oh, Brian Kendrick, and TJ Perkins. Thoughts, Mike?
From start to finish?
Yeah, thoughts.
Alright. It was something I never expected coming from those three. Yay, finally we see something different with the Cruiserweight. Triple threat match for the belt. Yes, hallelujah. And let's go. You know, they were trying to get rid of Brian Kendrick, which was a very smart thing to do. TJ Perkins going at it, trying to give it his best. Try to go for a bunch of knee bars, but couldn't do it. We saw a beautiful pirate hook. And it was good. And then Rich Swann said, you know what? I'm doing what I can.
give me what I want. And just start battling TJ Perkins, Brian Kendrick. I want some. You got some. You got a super kick, a double super kick. And then you see
a spin kick by Swan for the win.
Spin kick by Swan and 1, 2, 3.
I thought this was very anticlimactic.
Yeah.
It was just a match to me.
Yeah.
I know Mike enjoyed it more than I did.
Well, I enjoyed the finish.
We'll get to the other part of it. But yeah, it just, I like Rich Swan. Perkins really doesn't, beyond his entrance, and his entrance is kind of old at this point, doesn't do much for me anymore. Kendrick is solid.
I hate to say it, but it has to be, on a new system. He has to go to Super Nintendo now. He has to go from 8-bit to 16-bit now.
I would like to think that he should go to 64-bit.
Too big of a jump.
Baby steps. Baby steps.
Okay, don't screw around with Nintendo because Omega's on the line and boy, you'll be in trouble.
I dig 64, but you don't skip the Super Nintendo. You just don't.
You don't rush it.
Well, all right. You got the point. I do like some of the classic Super Nintendo games. Get on the emulator on the interwebs, and you can still play some of them.
Yeah. You're talking about the console's got my favorite video games ever.
Absolutely.
Oh, just off topic completely, Rock, do you think we should assign the unpaid intern to pay attention to the WTR Sunday Night Twitter polls?
No.
Damn, you were supposed to say yes, just so we could get him to say nasty shit in the chat room.
No, I have other work for him to keep track of.
Oh, okay. Other duties as assigned?
He has many other duties that he will be assigned at a future time.
Cool.
Looks like there goes Christmas for him.
It'll be a working Christmas for him.
Poor guy. Oh, well.
How many days is it now, Brent? Anyway, so after the match, Neville shows up.
Holy fuck.
Neville shows up. It's like, oh, finally.
This was the part, okay, I gotta tell you, before you go any further, Neville showing up, and I know you're about to dig into it and stuff, but I tell you, this made the entire match worthwhile.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Rock.
So it's babyface Neville. He's here. He's excited. And then he strikes. He strikes Perkins. Yes. He attacks Swan as well. He just throws them all around at ringside, drags them both back into the ring.
Yes.
Neville was great. He showed up.
Yes.
It's like, oh, my God. They realize they have a Neville. They realize, oh, my God, he could be something in the cruiserweight division.
Yes.
It's about damn time. It only took them how many weeks?
Weeks? How many years?
Well, no, weeks for the cruiserweight division. How many weeks?
I understand that. Okay. I'll wait till everyone's finished.
No, go, Mike. Go.
Okay. One thing about Neville is that when the moment that he showed up to the main roster, unlike all the other ones, they give him, well, you know what, I think that this gimmick is, you know, let's give you a good gimmick. Let's give you a Mighty Mouse gimmick. What? I'm sorry. Like, yes, you're the flippity guy, you're the flip-flop guy, yeah, Rey Mysterio's not there anymore, so they gotta find someone else. Understandable. And has he won a title ever since he did the Mighty Mouse gimmick?
Don't think so.
Okay. What the fuck took you guys so long?
He had to grow a beard.
Minus the injuries and everything else. He was giving a lot of the champions some go, and then he got hurt. No, I'm talking about when Seth Rollins first won the belt. It was him versus Seth Rollins. That was a thing. Monday Night Raw, I'll never forget it. It was like Neville was like the guinea pig, but he gave everybody their go.
He sort of became this era's Kofi Kingston.
Stop.
No, I'm serious. He would have great matches with them and never get the push.
He'd always go to the mid-card title, but the difference between him and Kofi is that Kofi's held titles.
But how long has Kofi been there?
Kofi's a shit.
Been a while.
He's been there. Remember, it's like 2000.
Been a long time since SOS.
It's been like 2007, 2008. He was here with Mike Adamly. Remember that? He's been here a while. Kofi's been around a while to get the belts. Took him a couple years to get a belt, though.
Yeah. So now, I'm not even going to call him Neville. I'm going to call him Pac. What took you so long? Beautiful heel turn. I don't care what anyone says. The crowd was very wise when we all said thank you, Neville. because it's just about damn time, finally.
In the category, sorry, Mike, of other duties as assigned, the intern goes, Kofi debut, ECW, January
22, 2008. Okay.
So there's other duties as assigned.
There you go.
Continue, but Mike.
I don't mean to fully rant on this whole entire discussion of creative, but it's about damn time. It's about damn time that we got to see Neville be himself. Not the Mighty Mouse gimmick, but this is the Indies Neville. I'm sorry, Pac. This is the Indies Pac that we see. And I am very happy that we get to see this side of Adrian Neville.
I like the orchestra playing in the background as she did that.
That sort of added to the ambiance, didn't it?
It did.
It's okay. But all in all, the match itself I'd give it a 4 out of 10, and then the savior of the cruiserweights, Adrian Neville, 8.5 out of 10.
There you go. 60% of the people were siding with Rich Swann, 13% went with Kendrick, 20% with Perkins, and 7% had a non-finish. Not sure how you get a non-finish in Triple Threat, but hey, we had it as an option.
7% actually voted for it.
Cause reasons?
Because they want to watch the world burn?
Hey, if Neville showed up a minute sooner, that would have been a possibility.
There's no DQ in a Triple Threat.
But it can still end in a non-finish if nobody can stand up anymore.
WWE logic.
It's been done.
Anyway, on that note,
hey, this segment is done. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a first, last, and only time out right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Come back, wrap up WWE's Roadblock. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for joining us. This is a very down-and-dirty, abbreviated version of what we normally do every Sunday night. We'll get into that on the other side of this quick little time. We'll be back right after this. And about when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Which one of your favorite WTR personalities is truly king of the WTR ring? Find out when your favorite WTR personalities battle in the virtual realm. Subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow and check in at 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Mountain every Monday to find out who is truly the king of the WTR ring. Once again, subscribe now to youtube.com/recradioshow. Let the battle begin.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moment.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw with me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. Whoa! You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Law Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a big bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world gangbang style.
Weird. Wow. Becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a... fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? Play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot. But,
watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
It's just getting weirder and weirder.
Oh, I thought the people were going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's the horse you have, that's the horse
you have. Gundam style.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust. Did Mr. see me in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know.
That 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'll have to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Have you heard our interview with the one and only Broken Matt Hardy? Head over to youtube.com/rackradioshow right now to hear all things total nonstop deletion from the one and only Broken Matt Hardy.
Yes, this is Broken Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the Rock Radio Show. Please tune in every chance you get. I find it absolutely wonderful.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. He can't count. So, it's Russell Talk Radio. We're here live. Right, Tim?
That's absolutely correct.
By the way, if you're catching us for the first time and you're on the go some Sundays, you can listen on TuneIn Radio. It's an app for your smartphone. It's free. You can download it. Listen anytime. We're on the air, live. Search Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's free, isn't it? Is it free?
It's free.
That's cool.
So, time to get into the Women's Championship match. And for the 30-minute breakdown, here's
the Omega.
Fuck this match. That good enough?
No, you have to fill some more time, Omega. You got 30 minutes. Go.
He's not happy.
This is the hard one.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
fuck you. So no, I wasn't too happy with the match.
Why not, Omega?
Because I saw a really hollow version of what Sasha and Bayley put on in NXT, and then another hot potato passing of the belt for no fucking reason.
And what did I say to you, Rock, at the end of the match?
I don't know, what did you say to him?
He said, that's a fucking piss me off.
All right.
I'm paraphrasing now.
Now, you guys, talk about it. Why did it piss you off? Why did Charlotte winning piss you off?
Omega, you want to go first or shall I?
Both of these girls look worthless. The belt looks worthless. They look worthless. No one comes out of this feud looking good. You've got Sasha Banks, who can't hold a belt on pay-per-view. Charlotte, who can't hold the belt on Raw. Neither one can mount a successful title defense against the other. Passing it back and forth, back and forth. You don't make the title look good when your champions can't hold on to the goddamn belt for longer than one match. So now the belt doesn't look like it's worth anything. Sasha looks like a completely broken glass champion. And Charlotte is right back to where she was, doing the same old shit she always was that we got sick of the last time. We're basically back to square one, except Sasha looks a hell of a lot worse, and the belt looks a lot less meaningful. You took the entire women's division, who worked so hard to be taken seriously. You book an entire revolution where we're finally going to take the women seriously, and then handed them over to a booker who doesn't give a fuck about any of that. I'm not happy.
Now time to make the tag to Tim. Reaching out to make the
tag. Tim tagging in. Yeah, he kind of sort of touched on the majority of the reason I'm pissed off about it. Yeah, I get it. Charlotte's pay-per-view undefeated streak is on the line. It doesn't need to continue. We saw the undefeated pay-per-view streak that ended thanks to Brock Lesnar. You don't need to do another one. Hot potato time is right. Bullshit. That title has changed hands 2 more times than it should have. If you're going to wind up ending this feud with Charlotte holding the belt, then she should have held the belt. She should have retained instead of having Sasha win it 2 different times. It's a joke. It really is. It just totally diminished the entire reason for a woman's division. Now, their thinking is they want Bayley in a program with Charlotte. Okay, fine. I get it. The title will be on the line between Bayley and Charlotte. They're not going to put Bayley versus Sasha because they're both baby faces at the moment. Neither one of them has done a heel turn, and the first one to do a heel turn will be Sasha. Well, then why the hell didn't you give Sasha a heel turn at the end of the match after she retained the title? It's bad booking. It is truly bad booking. People are bitching and complaining, and have been bitching and complaining for the last 2 or 3 months about this storyline. And I'm like, guys, you know, you bitch and you complain because things aren't like they used to be. Then you get stuff like the way it was way back when, and you bitch and complain that it's the same old shit. What did you think the old way was? It was a feud that would last a complete year before shit happened. It's the hurry up and wait, and oh, we gotta satisfy these people. Now we gotta satisfy those people. Oh, now we gotta satisfy them people. What the fuck, people? I mean, seriously, smarten the fuck up. You ruined the women's division with this. You'll probably salvage it when you get Bayley in the title program. You have the chance to, at the very least, salvage it. But something tells me you're going to screw that up, too. I was very disappointed. And it's not because I'm a Sasha fan. No, Sasha lost. That's not what I'm saying. That's why I'm not happy about it, dude.
Mike, you want to tag in?
Hot potato, hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato.
Whether anybody likes it or not, just like what everybody's saying, hot fucking potato.
We do run Monkey Man. We're hard up for cash.
Nothing more, nothing less, guys. Hot potato.
Any other comments about the thing?
I mean, considering the fact, oh my god, she's turning into a leaky faucet.
hot potato. Just like everyone said.
That was scary. Like, for a while, Sasha was looking like Heath Ledger's Joker.
Man, what? Until the blood just starts splat. I was like, so we're going to wait till after the match till we wipe up the blood? You know, we used to stop the match during. Okay. I guess it's because the women are making quote-unquote history. Quote-unquote. Even though it's the second fucking one.
You don't stop the match when you're 30 seconds away from the finish for blood.
I mean,
you don't, because then you kill the entire match. They knew the match was ending in 30 seconds. There's no need to stop, kill the entire thing for that.
They could have taken care of that.
Like, especially
after
when
regulation.
When the storyline, well, after regulation, she wasn't bleeding.
It was in overtime she was bleeding.
Yeah, and at that point, the storyline is that Charlotte has worked Sasha Banks down so much that she can't hold on anymore. If you give her a break to wipe up the blood, you ruin that.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah. But all in all, good. It was, Cena versus Orton, that's what I saw? Yeah, pretty much. And then, you know, if they are setting up for Bayley to be next in line, that's fine, but let's be honest, guys. They're not like most girls.
That's setting up for Sasha's feud.
Yeah. So the first fall at 19 minutes and 16 seconds went to Charlotte. Second fall at 21:40 went to Sasha. Third fall at 24 minutes went to Sasha. Fourth fall with 29:57, Sasha tapped out to the figure eight, which they really did a good job on the final fall, working over the knee, selling it, and she finally tapped out with 3 seconds to go as the bell rings. Charlotte ties it up. It brought it to overtime, and they went back right to the knee story. Both girls fighting, figure eight at the end. Charlotte is the new champ.
50% of the people in the poll wanted Sasha to win.
How many for Charlotte?
I didn't have that memorized.
35% with Charlotte and 15%. I thought you had it in front of you. All right.
No, I just, there you go.
35 for Charlotte, 15 for a non-finish on that one.
This is where I wonder where you get non-finish.
Yeah, again.
Tim did the math and carried the polls. Blame the person who did it. Hashtag blame Tim.
It's still funny that it was there, because, you know, I was just, okay, it's an Iron Man match. There's not going to be any DQ. Who's going to vote for this shit? Some people just want to watch the world burn.
This then brought us to the main event. Now, to set this whole thing up, earlier in the evening, Kevin Owens got a Chris Jericho gift, a Christmas scarf. It's very festive. Jericho did not like it. Later on, Kevin was knocking on Jericho's door, apologizing. He was sorry. He thought they were really best friends. He said, if you like, put me on the list. If that would make you feel better, Chris wouldn't open the door. And he said, figured, okay, guess we really weren't best friends. So the brows to the main event, Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns in Chinlock City. Rollouts and chinlocks. That's the match for 90%. So
this is where we remember that Roman Reigns is a man who needed a 30-minute break to make it all the way through the Rumble.
Exactly. He had a lot of chinlocks to get through this one because his offense is not much. A couple key spots in this matchup. Frog splash onto the table, and then Kevin Owens figured, no, let's put him through the table with the frog splash a second time, which I went points for that one.
Was this the holy WTR fantasy Batman line?
It's getting there.
Okay.
Because I got points for Charlotte winning, so that was points. So, go back in the ring, frog splash, 2 count. Spear, roll up, 2 count. Pop up, powerbomb, foot on the rope. Barely got that foot on the rope. Barely. Owens gets a title. Owens gets speared. Roman is hurt. Here comes Chris Jericho, both men down. He's looking. Codebreaker to Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens wins by disqualification, which means points for retention, points for the win. Thoughts on this match before we continue on?
I hate you getting points all the time.
But thoughts on the match?
The last part of it, the last half, and then the aftermath was fine.
Okay, so the aftermath. Jericho then hands the belt to Kevin Owens. They hug, they celebrate. They got us. It was a ruse. They're still best friends. Seth Rollins then shows up. Spear to Roman, pedigree to Jericho. Show should gone off the air. I won WTR Fantasy right there.
Yes.
They weren't done. Shield powerbomb to Chris Jericho through the announce table. Shield powerbomb to Kevin Owens on the American announce table. The final score in WTR Fantasy, 200 to 199. The intern wins.
God. Damn it all.
The stupid interns.
Like I told you, it was epic. Holy WTR Fantasy. It came down to the shield bombs at the end. What'd you think of the match? What'd you think of the match, Omega?
I blame you for this.
It's all your fault.
The match is pretty much what I expected out of Roman Reigns at this point, which means I was not impressed. I mean, this is why I don't want him in the title picture. This is why I groan when he gets title matches.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't... He doesn't have a move set that lets him hang into a title match with any kind of real suspense or drama to it.
He's overpromised and underperforms.
Essentially.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mike?
Rage. Fuck the intern.
You want? I'm not going to even go there.
Shut up.
Yeah, no one wants to do that, Rock.
No. Really good match. Really, really funny finish. Because at first it was like, okay, Chris Jericho giving Kevin Owens a codebreaker. All right, yay! Chris Jericho's about to go for the title one more again. Yeah, boo. Yeah, he fooled us. Seth Rollins came out, took the spear, got that spear by Roman, and Chris Jericho's like, oh my god, let me get out of here, get out of their way. Quite hilarious, mind you. It was an okay match. Okay finish. Fucking shield bombs. Oh god. Alright, Braun Strowman. 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Okay.
7 out of 10. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
60% of the people went with Roman, 35% had Kevin, 5% of people had DQ non-finish.
Now, here's the thing. I don't understand why so many people were expecting Roman Reigns to win.
Because people like themselves of Roman Reigns.
Which you would not expect because Roman Reigns. But yeah, I don't know. What is wrong with you people?
It's not that they like Roman Reigns. It's that they have no faith in WWE booking, actually keeping him out of the title picture.
Quite possibly you might be right. But here's the thing. I couldn't see any even dumb excuse or reason for them to put the title on Roman. The whole program right now is, oh, okay, Seth Rollins got to do this, that, and the other thing, so we can get Triple H. He's going to face Triple H when? WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Got a bit of a ways to go. Is he going to be holding the title when he faces Triple H? No, of course not. And, of course, seeing both Reigns and Rollins together, sort of the two-thirds reuniting of the Shield, well, okay, it's okay for a cheap little pop, and it's going to help Roman a lot more than it's going to help Seth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not worth it until Dean Ambrose returns to the fold, which he won't do because he's on SmackDown. And we'll get teases at combined pay-per-views. You know shit's going to go down at the Rumble where the three of them will reunite.
They did a tease at Tribute to the Troops.
Yep. So.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Goldberg fighting at WrestleMania?
Brock. Obvious.
Just a little bit too painfully so, isn't it? You guys doubted me when I told you he wasn't having just a one-and-done match.
Oh, wait, I never said that. I was on your side. I was a believer.
He was team Tim.
Hmm?
He was team Tim all the way.
Oh, there you go. I was just going to say he drank my Kool-Aid.
No, but I already figured out that this was something that was going to happen because, come on guys, are you really about to waste something like this on just one pay-per-view? No, these two are not done, and I cannot wait.
So there you have it. That's the pay-per-view in a nutshell. Random Thing Picker went 2-1, finishing
because
last.
It only had 3 to pick from.
Sheila, myself, Rob, and Napal went 2-5. Lindsay went 3-4. Tommy, Tim, Subway, Omega, Derek, Brent, and Ace went 4-3. Video Game, Heartbreak Mike, Amy went 5-2. Starscream Josh and Michael, Mikhail, whatever, went 6-1.
Now, what was the ruling on the Zayn and Braun match?
Zayn wins.
Because he lasted 10 minutes.
Does that count if, like, there was no, like,
they said Sami Zayn won.
I know that, but prior to that, when we were making our picks, there was no indication that Sami would win if he made it to the time limit.
Oh, because you picked draw. That's why you're arguing on this one.
Yeah, because I called the, yeah, because I said it would go the 10 minutes.
You don't know. I don't make the rules. Tim, you
yes,
make the rules.
Yes, you do.
No, Tim makes the rules. I
what are you talking about? I didn't make those rules. Sami Zayn had to go 10 minutes to, air quotes, win. He went 10 minutes, so Sami Zayn wins.
No one indicated that it was a win for Sami Zayn if he lasted 10 minutes.
But that was the goal of the match. Ergo,
which I
it's so
which
de facto,
there was no way to know until the night of the match.
Other Latin words.
So Omega's a disputed 4-3. Omega's now 4-2 and it's 1.
You're all on my list.
There you go.
He's got his list. The list of Omega.
Let's just do the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
Up first, the Shield versus the Ministry. Omega.
God, they're, so, they're both so good for such different reasons. I will actually go with the Shield.
Mm.
See, the Ministry made up of these ragtag groups, these people they're pulling in, and yes, it's a very ominous and menacing group that the Undertaker pulled together, but it's all on the back of the Undertaker giving them that gravitas. Otherwise, do you give a shit about Midian? No, you don't. But you take a look at what the Shield did. This is three rookies. These are three guys nobody knew. But together, they are such a cohesive and effective unit. People started buying into them very quickly. And by the time they went face turn, they were the hottest thing in the WWE. And they did that all on their own. They didn't have a big star in their group, you know, giving them that rub. They didn't have the leader that you knew. They were, they were the Hounds. They were, just the three.
Hounds of Justice, yep.
And they made it work so well. to the point where now, even with as high as we are on Rollins, and as high as we are on Dean, and as low as we are on Roman, the coolest thing is still seeing the three together again.
Power bomb.
So based solely on accomplishment from where they started, I have to give it to the Shield.
Mike.
Shield, same thing. Everything Omega said, Shield.
Tim.
Damn. The Shield, by the narrowest of margins, just because of the final payoff with the Ministry.
So the Shield moves on. The McMahon-Helmsley regime taking on the NWO. Mike.
Fuck. NWO. If it wasn't for the NWO, you wouldn't have the McMahon-Helmsley regime. NWO is one of the stables that was entertaining but also powerful. So I'm going to go with the NWO.
Someone plugs, unplugs, pops microphone.
Something Omega. Like that, yes.
Omega.
NWO. Too revolutionary. It changed the business way too much compared to what was essentially another iteration of the corporation.
There you go. Tim.
Who's facing who here?
McMahon-Helmsley regime, NWO.
McMahon-Helmsley regime versus the NWO.
Yes, that's what he just said.
I feel like this is Saturday. We're just stalling on making a pick.
I'm thinking about it here.
Do I need to give you the weather conditions when this happened? Who's home field? Oh wait, that's Saturday. Never mind.
It's about a 75 mile an hour west wind this evening. And the tea in China has gone up in price tenfold. Well, it's the NWO. McMahon-Helmsley, yeah, that was fun, but it was small. NWO was so big it invaded fucking Japan. So, and it's still alive and well in Japan. They just call it the Bullet Club now.
So, now Jobber's imagining them doing a 64-group tournament. No, we take weeks to do a 32-man tournament here on this show. We don't do it one night like we do on CB Radio. In 2017, in the finals, it's DX versus the Horsemen of the 80s. And the Shield versus the NWO in 2017.
Cliffhanger.
Now it's time for quick hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
Mike, is Kofi Kingston a WWE Hall of Famer?
No.
Why not?
Well, you know what? Is he a WWE Hall of Fame worthy, or...
Is he WWE Hall of Fame worthy? Yeah. Will he be a WWE Hall of Famer?
Honestly, I would... You know what? Fuck. Yeah, for the simple fact is that he's done a lot in his career. I mean, minus getting the world title. Longest reigning tag team champion.
Tim, is Kofi Kingston a Hall of Famer?
Not yet. He might be someday, but not yet. Not on his own.
Omega, same question.
Absolutely. we have to keep in mind there are guys who have accomplished way less than Kofi Kingston has and still made it to the Hall of Fame. It's just fact of the matter. You know, now the fact that he is one of the longest reigning tag champions of all time. Yeah, that cements it. There's no way to not put him in the Hall of Fame at this point.
Now, Mike, will the New Day be WWE Hall of Famers?
Yes. Tim, absolutely.
Tim, will New Day be WWE Hall of Famers?
By default, yes. After tonight, they are because of history.
Omega, what is the square root of 72 times 7 minus 4? Now, will the New Day be Hall of Famers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's with the accolade they have, with the popularity that they have, yeah, the second the third man retires, they're Hall of Fame bound.
But Demolition was never in the Hall of Fame. So should Demolition be in the Hall of Fame?
At some point. Probably overdue.
Okay.
I mean, the Bushwhackers got in.
This is true. That's been another edition of WTR Sunday Night, Tim.
Oh, by the way, Rock, 22.360679.
God damn it, I had the exact same answer.
I was wondering who was doing the math.
We both did.
I already had the calculator open.
As soon as you asked that question, I typed it in. And I just rounded it down to 22.36. That being said, thanks for joining us, everybody. If you're a first-timer, I hope that you come back every single Sunday, except for next Sunday, because, well, fuck, it's Christmas. And to celebrate the winter solstice, we will not have a pagan festival version of WTR Sunday Night. We'll actually return in the new year, because the week after is New Year's. 2 weeks, WTR Sunday Night returns in 2017. At our regularly scheduled time, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain Time. Tomorrow night, tune in for another edition of The Raw Post Show.
Yes, it's The Raw Post Show live, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, recapping everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw.
Thursday night, are you guys doing a show?
Yes.
It's another edition of the multi-time, multi-award winning The Rack with your host, Rinzi Lord.
Rinzi what?
Lindsay Ward.
This Thursday night is Jingle All the Rack. We will be doing our Christmas special. We'll review Roadblock. We'll talk SmackDown, NXT,
all the news and we'll have some fun. It's Jingle All the Rack, the Christmas special, live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Go back and listen to our interview with the one, the only, Broken Matt Hardy. As I told you last week, subscribe to the YouTube channel because that's where it was originally. So subscribe, youtube.com/rockradioshow. Check out the King of the WTR tournament on youtube.com/rockradioshow. This week it's Heartbreak Mike versus the Lone Jobber to end the first round. So check it out. That will drop at 3 p.m. Eastern on Monday. But follow the Rack on Twitter, Rack Radio Show, facebook.com/rackradioshow, rackradioshow.com, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, Rack Radio Show. Check out the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 6, Episode 5, now available. Episode 6 will be available on Thursday morning.
What are you doing Christmas Eve, Rock?
I don't know what I'm doing Christmas Eve, but you all will be listening to a special edition of CB Radio. It's called the Lone Jobber Holiday Bash version of CB Radio, which will be available on Christmas Eve morning for everyone to listen to. Myself and the Lone Jobber will be doing the show. We'll be calling out to some folks. So if you like to be a part of the call out when we randomly call you, get in touch because we'll randomly call you to be a part of the show. Okay? Check it out. It's, yes, intern, you want to be called out? Because we can call you out if you want. It's a thing. Totally a thing. Anyway, we're going to have some fun. Holiday fun. It's the CB Radio's edition of the Lone Jobber Holiday Bash, celebrating all three holidays, available on Christmas Eve. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Follow Lone Jobber on Twitter, at Lone Jobber.
Let's see. What plug should I give you? Oh, hey, why don't you follow me on Twitter?
We're at
Flames Forums.
There you go.
Why don't you follow WTR Sunday Night on the Twitter machine? Hey, look at this. We have almost tripled our followers on the Twitter machine. Just go to at WTR Sunday Night and follow us. Yay! Oh, hey, did you know that WTR Sunday Night is also on the Facebook machine? Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. While you're at it, why don't you just follow the Wild Talk Radio Network on Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio. Oh, hey, check it out. Facebook, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network. Like one, join the other. I'm done.
You're
go
done.
Ahead.
You're done. So, intern, is that a, you want us to call you out? Because we'll call you out. Let us know. Anyway, Omega, you got plugs.
I got plugs. So, for everything I do, you can generally find it under TJ Omega, except over on Facebook, where I go by TJ Reviews. But everywhere else, it is TJ Omega. Over on Twitter, it is TJOmega.org for a bunch of exclusive content. And it is TJ Omega over on YouTube, where I'm finally back to doing content after family obstructed for a week, and then influenza obstructed for a week.
You were very influential. Yeah, I know.
I'm going to be sick again.
Parlalo judge.
You got 2 weeks to recover. You'll be all right.
That's debatable.
Mike,
anybody who wants to, you know, come on and add me, I am the WTR Oreo on Twitter. Also, you guys can follow me on my project, United Wrestling on Facebook. Some things will start happening starting January 15th, but also look on the Facebook, see what you guys think, and maybe it's something you guys want to, you know, just stay tuned and watch.
So there you go.
I think we're done, yeah. Everybody, hey, listen, taking a week off for Christmas. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas to you. If you celebrate something else, happy something else.
Because, yeah, happy Hanukkah to the Jewish people out there.
Oh, are you going through Hanukkah right now, Rock?
Hanukkah starts Christmas Eve.
Oh, I don't know when Hanukkah starts because, you know, I'm not Jewish or anything.
Right, right.
I like bacon.
Anyway, end the show now, Tim.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. We'll catch you in 2017 New Year's Day. Yeah, I am the Ripper Man.
WildTalkRadio.com.